So welcome, beautiful people, to our yoga teacher training edition of our live class podcast. Today, we are focusing on the Manipura chakra. So this is the chakra located at our solar plexus, developing inner strength, our inner fire, our inner resolve to approve of ourselves exactly as we are. So in this flow, it is a level 2 flow where we will be doing Pinchamayurasana, so a nice fancy arm balance, some side plank, and a few other strengthening and lengthening flows. So grab your mat, a block, and maybe a water bottle today, and have a great practice. Today we are dedicating our practice to awakening, opening, and bringing awareness to the Manipura chakra. This is the chakra located at our solar plexus. So let's bring our hands to rest, one on top of the other, just below where our rib cage meets. So roll to the back edge of your sitz bones, lengthen your heart, and close your eyes. Oh, yeah. I'm taking the next few moments to breathe into your hands, connecting with the center here. So the Manipura chakra represents our power in this world, our ego, our sense of self. If it's overactive, maybe we have too much power, too much confidence. Maybe if it's deficient and our heart is, our shoulders are rounding and our belly is slouched, maybe we are experiencing some depression or anxiety. So today we're going to bring here a balance of confidence and humility. Each of these chakras has a core wound and a core way to bring it into balance. So often our core wound here at the third chakra is seeking others' approval. So notice where in yourself you're looking for approval outside of yourself. Maybe it's with your family or with your work or friends even. And today, I invite you to approve of yourself. No matter how you're feeling in the body today, no matter what emotions are arising for you, no matter how flexible you once used to be on the mat compared to how you're showing up in the body today, how can you love and approve of yourself more? So take a moment to get clear here on this intention. If you know the ujjayi breath, let's come in to that ujjayi breath, narrowing the muscles at the back of the throat and making that oceanic sound, just breathing into the hands. heat in the body with the breath. And begin to bring a count to the breath. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. So Samavritti, continuing to count 4 on the inhale and 4 on the exhale. This breath helps us to build focus and fire, which are qualities connected with our Manipura chakra. Throughout our practice today, I invite you to just keep coming back to this ujjayi breath, using this victorious or uprising breath to help guide you through any challenging moments that may arise. With your next exhale, gently release the breath, release the hands. And again, take a moment to get clear on your intention for this practice. Finding that self-approval, that self-love. No matter what shows up, can you love that? Joining our hands together in Anjali Mudra, we'll sing the sound Om together 3 times. So take a nice deep inhale, lengthening up the spine, and exhale. Let out a nice soft sigh. Joining together at the top of our next inhale. Today in Balasana, the pose of the child, so starting with the seed of our intention. So come onto hands and knees, sit back onto your heels, your toes are touching, your knees can be touching, draping the front body over the knees, resting your forehead onto the earth. And let's walk our fingertips a little bit more deeply forward. Relax all the muscles of the face and take a moment here to find your breath. With your next inhale, coming up onto all fours for cat-cow. So spread the finger wide, taking the shoulders over the wrists, the hips over the heels, tucking the toes. Lengthening the front of the body, inhale, look up, drawing the shoulder blades together.
And as you exhale, initiating movement from the tailbone, draw the tailbone down, hug the belly in, the gaze towards the belly. Using the whole of the inhale, look all the way up, the gaze is up. And exhale, round. You can come all the way onto the itsy bitsy spider fingertips to really exaggerate the cat pose here. Planting the hands, inhale, look up. Exhale, rounding. Two more, looking up, inhale. Exhale. Coming back to a neutral pose, close your eyes and just begin to sway your hips side to side, maybe drawing S shapes with the spine, maybe drawing circles with the head, just taking the next few moments to awaken the body in your own way, using the template of this pose to move the energy along the spine. Coming back to center, opening the heart, Anahatasana. Walk the hands forward. Keep the hips 90 degrees above the knees as you melt the heart towards the earth. So some of us are gonna bring our forehead down and some of us are gonna bring our chin down, gaze forward. Maybe you can open the arms a little bit wider like you're hugging the earth. And let's take a few nice deep breaths into the back of our heart, just loosening any stuck energy here at the Anahata Chakra. With the next inhale, look up, root down into your hands, press your hips onto the earth, and we'll come into a Sphinx pose, pressing forearms shoulder distance apart and parallel. Spread your fingers wide. Press the tops of your feet down into the earth, pulling the kneecaps up. Root down through the hands and forearms, drawing the energy isometrically towards the body, looking up, inhale. Exhale, chin to chest. Inhale, look up. Exhale, chin to chest. So continue rooting down through the forearms, drawing the energy in, looking up. Exhale, chin to chest. A few more rounds of neck rolls with the breath. Keep pulling the kneecaps up. Beautiful. With your next inhale, lift the head and gaze. Tuck your toes, and we'll come into a forearm plank. So hugging the belly in towards the spine, lift the hips. So you're rooting down through the forearms, spreading through the fingers, pull your kneecaps up, and we'll just pulse back and forward a few times, firing up the core here. Beautiful, come back to center. And one foot at a time, we're gonna walk the feet in. So we're in a forearm dog, pressing the earth away, our heels can be lifted and the gaze can be between the forearms. Come high onto the toes, soft bend in the knees and gently bounce the bum up and down just to get that water element, get that movement in the fascia. Step your feet together and inhale, take your right leg to the sky. Keep rooting down through the forearms and lengthening. So notice the effect of gravity taking us down towards the earth and send your leg as long as it can be. Beautiful. Inhale, exhale, release, second side. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Keep pressing the earth away. And exhale, release. Bring your knees to the earth. Tops of the feet, sit back on your heels. V Virasana, Hero's Pose. Inhale, sweep the arms all the way up to the sky. Let's hold the elbows. Hug the belly into the spine to release any curve of the low back. And you're drawing your elbows away from each other, but relaxing the shoulders away from the ears. Close your eyes and find that Ujjayi breath. Inhale, the eyes can open, the arms release down. Taking a moment to just feel that flow of energy. With our next inhale, we'll come into our first downward facing dog in the practice. So inhale to walk the hands forward, spreading the fingers wide. Tuck the toes, lift the hips. Adho Mukha Svanasana. So look at the hands, making sure that they're spread wide like the rays of the sun. Look to the feet, making sure that they're hip distance apart, maybe measuring the distance by bringing the heel of one foot into the arch of the second foot. Roll the shoulders away from the ears. We want an equal weight between hands and feet here, so come high onto the toes. Self-adjustment, we soften our knees, pressing the belly towards the thighs, then roll the shoulders away from the ears as you slowly lengthen the thigh bones back, lowering the heels towards the earth. Relax all the muscles of the face. Sometimes I like to make a raspberry sound, they call it. Looking up between the hands, one foot at a time, keeping the legs nice and long. Little Charlie Chaplin steps to the top of our mat. Looking up halfway lift, our feet are hip distance, and exhale, fold. Interlace the hands behind the head. Soften the knees. Spread your sit bones open. And just drain all the tension from the back body. Maybe you're gently swaying side to side. And release. Spreading the toes, rooting down through the four corners of the feet. We'll roll up ragdoll style, stacking vertebrae upon vertebrae. The head comes last. The arms sweep up, the gaze is up, gathering all the love, all the power, and bringing it to rest quietly at the center of your heart. Tadasana. Spread your toes, soften your knees. Lift and lengthen your heart. Sweep your arms up. Inhale, the gaze is up. Let's crisscross the hands. Press the hips forward, and as you press the hips forward, lift the heart, open the gaze, a gentle back bend here. And as we exhale, open the arms, swan dive forward. Fingertips to the earth, the shin or the thighs, lengthen halfway lift, Ardha Uttanasana. And exhale, fold. Two more like this. Inhale, look up and lengthen. And exhale, release. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Draw the heart forward. And exhale, release. Open your arms wide, rooting the feet, lifting from the heart. Come all the way up. The gaze is up. Remembering your intention, bringing that into your heart. Arms up, inhale, crisscross the hands, squeezing the midline, hips forward, heart open, standing back bend, exhale, fold forward. Fingertips to the earth, inhale, look up and lengthen, halfway lift, plant the hands on the earth, step or jump back to the top of a push-up, staying here to build heat in our body. Pull the kneecaps up, and gently, let's pulse forward and back. So keep the bum still. Notice if the bum is moving up and down, like a plank of wood. So slower, like you're moving through honey. Lift your head and neck so it's in line with your spine. Come back to the center. Bring your knees to the earth. Zip your elbows in. Lower all the way down. Interlace the hands behind the back, Shalabhasana. Lifting the heart, inhale, sweeping the gaze up, zip the legs together, pull the kneecaps up, stretching the whole back side of the body. Maybe a soft smile across the face if that's available to you. One more inhale to lift and lengthen. Suddenly it became available to some of you. And exhale, plant the hands, take a child's pose. With your next inhale, downward facing dog, walk your fingertips forward and take your time to find your alignment in this, what will eventually become a resting pose. So maybe you're doing some fascia movements, bouncing the bum. Maybe you're bending one knee and then the next. Step your feet together. As you inhale, sweep your right leg to the sky, three-legged dog. So you have the option here to keep your hips level and your back heel rooted, or open your hips and let it expand. Inhale to lengthen. Exhale, we're going to open fire hydrant. Press the foot over to the left. Bend the knee. So you're stacking your right hip over your left hip, opening the hips. Beautiful. Inhale, lengthen the leg to the sky. And exhale, release. Second side. Inhale, lengthen left leg to the sky. Soften the shoulders, root the earth away. And then exhale, take your fire hydrant. Press your foot all the way over to the right. Inhale, lengthen to the sky. And exhale, release. Looking up to the top of the mat, step, jump, or walk. Halfway lift, and exhale, fold. Step, walk, or jump. I just did the thing I told you guys anyway. Rooting the feet down, open the arms. Inhale, the gaze is up. Exhale, hands in prayer. And release, Tadasana. Softening the knees, arms up, inhale, sweeping the arms, crisscross the hands, standing back bend, press the hips forward, lift the heart, the gaze is up, exhale, fold. Fingertips to the earth, shin or thighs, look up and lengthen. Exhale, plant the hands to the top of a push-up. Coming Vashistasana prep. Right hand to the center of the mat. Roll over onto the right pinky toe edge of the foot and step the left foot halfway between the hand and the foot, the left arm to the sky. Inhale, lift that bottom hip up a lot. Your shoulder stacks right over. Beautiful. The gaze is forward or to the top hand. Imagine my hand is underneath your lower hip and I'm lifting you up a little bit more. Great, guys. Inhale here. Exhale, both hands back down. Step the foot back, top of a push-up. Second side. Left hand to the center of the mat. Left edge of foot. Step the right foot halfway forward. So this is our option one. Activate the fingertips. Lift your under hip up a lot. Nice. Yes, Margie. Inhale here. Exhale, release the hands down. Step the foot back. Bring the knees down and lower all the way down. Come on to the forearms. Inhale, Sphinx pose. Look up, rooting down through the forearms. Draw that energy in isometrically. Forearm plank. Tuck the toes, draw the belly into the spine, lifting up. Maybe a gentle rock forward and back. Inhale here, draw the belly in, and then walk the feet in one at a time. Step the feet together, right leg lifts, inhale. Keep rooting the earth away and lengthening. Exhale, release, second side. Inhale, left leg. And exhale, release. Take your feet hip distance. Bend your knees a lot. Root into your hands a lot. And at the same time, pushing into both hands, come up into a downward facing dog. Come high onto the toes. Softly bend the knees. Lightly hop, step, or jump to the top of the mat. Halfway lift and fold. Rooting the feet, arms wide. Inhale all the way up. The gaze is up. Exhale, hands into prayer. Close your eyes for a moment. Notice how you feel. Relax. Feet are hip distance. Arms up. Inhale, crisscrossing the hands, standing back bend, hips forward, heart open. And exhale, dive the heart forward. Inhale, look up, halfway lift. Exhale, plant the hands, step or jump back, high plank. Right hand to the center of the mat, right edge of foot. Maybe the top foot steps halfway, Bashi Stasana prep. We're gonna start adding on here, so option to stay here in the prep pose, or stack your feet, or come into a tree above or below the knee. I like to bring my arm alongside the ear here as well. So inhale, lift the hip, beautiful. Exhale, release with control, coming back through a high plank. Left arm, step your left hand to the center, or left forearm if there's any issue with the wrist. Left edge of foot, careful not to place any direct pressure on the joint, and find your variation for Bashi Stasana side plank. Drawing into that core integrity. Lift that under hip up a little bit more. Amazing. Plant the hands on the earth. Step back. You're gonna come all the way. Chaturanga Dandasana. Zip the elbows into the side. Lower halfway. And then all the way. Bring your forearms forward. Stretch your fingers wide. Rooting down through the forearms. So we're doing a variation. Not a classic sun salutation today. Tuck the toes, lift the hips, forearm plank. Bringing a lot of awareness to our Manipura chakra, our core, finding that strength, that confidence, and then walking the feet all the way in. Step the feet together, inhale, right leg to the sky, and release. Inhale, left leg, stretching through the back of that right thigh. Exhale, release. Bending the knees a lot, rooting into both hands, and lifting up, downward facing dog. Taking a few moments to dance your dog, shake it out. Okay, we're gonna add a couple poses here to the sequence. So step the feet together. Inhale, sweep your right leg up to the sky. Soft elbows, looking forward between the hands. Hug the knee into the chest. Bring your shoulder over the wrist and take the foot between the hands. Fingertips, hips lift up. Heart lengthens forward, lift and spread the toes. So this is our low lunge. Bring the weight to the right, to the left fingertips. Inhale, left arm opens, crescent lunge twist. So you can come right onto the tips of your fingers. Bring a block if you need. Now lift your top hip up a little bit more and roll the top hip towards your back heel. You got it. Great, bend your knee forward a little bit more. Inhale, opening and expanding. Keep that top arm lifted. Root the foot. Come all the way up. Crescent lunge with control. Sink the pose. Hug the right hip back, the back hip forward. So now we're going to do a little bit of a superhero sequence, because that's what you are. When you are at your highest and most brave and courageous and confident. So inhale, open, big cosmic hug. As you exhale, shifting all the way to the front foot, warrior three. The arms can be wide to help support you in balance, or if it's available, the arms come forward. Now activate that back foot a lot and turn your big toe down like you're turning a radio dial down. Lift your heel. Reach forward through the hands, back through the heels. Inhale, lift the heart, lift the heel. Some of us will take a block here as we exhale into standing splits. Gently bring the hands to the earth. Inhale, look up and lengthen. And exhale, fold. Some of us take our right hand behind the right shin. Lift and spread your toes if you're having any challenge with balance here. Maybe even bend that standing leg. Some of us might even take both hands behind. Inhale, look up. Softly bend the front knee. Come up through a warrior three and back to a crescent lunge with control. Inhale, open the heart. For those of us who are feeling gung-ho, we're gonna come through a regular vinyasa, and the rest of us, we're gonna come straight into a down dog. So plant the hands, step back, downward facing dog. Where'd that word gung-ho come from anyway?
Maybe it's Thai.
Sounds Asian. Relax the shoulders away from the ears. Step the feet together, lengthen left leg to the sky. Activate the foot, activate the length from hand to foot. Look at your hands. Make sure that they're parallel and facing forward. Yes. Inhale here, exhale, hug the knee into the chest and step the foot between the hands, fingertips, hips, and heart. Crescent lunge twist. Shift the weight to the right hand, inhale, left arm opens, activating the length from fingertip to fingertip. Lift your back hip up just a little bit more. Firm that back leg. Beautiful. Come a little bit deeper onto the bend here, Anya. Yes. Inhale, open and keep that top arm lifted, coming into crescent lunge. Arms to the sky. Getting a little creative today. As you exhale, sink into your lunge pose, building strength in the low body, heat. Hug your right hip forward, your left hip back. Look at your hands, make sure they're nice and activated. Firm that back leg a lot. And here we begin our superhero sequence. So inhale, big cosmic hug, opening yourself to receive all the energy of the universe, and then using that to fly forward and save the day. Warrior three. Some of us arms wide. Some of us are holding our superhero cape behind the back, feeling it flow in the wind. Turn your big toe down, lift your heel up, lift your heart up. Soften that standing leg if you need. Inhale, lift the heart, lift the heel. Exhale, standing splits. Bring your hands to the blocks or to the earth, looking up halfway, lengthen, and exhale, fold. Some of us are gonna take left hand behind left shin. Some of us are gonna take both hands behind the shins. Beautiful Ujjayi breath I'm hearing. Coming back up through a warrior three, soft bend in the knee, inhale, lift all the way up, and exhale, lowering crescent lunge with control. Arms open, inhale, firming back leg, exhale, downward dog or option to vinyasa. High plank to low plank, cobra or up dog, and we all meet downward facing dog. at your toes. Soft bend in the knees. Hop, step, or jump to the top of your mat. Halfway lift. And exhale, fold, holding the elbows. Feet are hip distance or wider, or and you're gently swaying side to side. Nodding head, yes, no, maybe so, maybe soft bend in the knees. Rooting down the four corners, open the arms wide, lifting the heart, inhale all the way up, the gaze is up, and exhale, hands in prayer. And release, Tadasana. Close your eyes for a moment, just noticing how you're feeling. If you need to shake it out for a moment, feel welcome. I'm gonna put all of these different parts together now for this core awakening practice. Softening the knees, inhale, sweep your arms up, crisscrossing hips forward, heart open, exhale, fold. Nice, guys. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, plant the hands, top of a push-up. Vashistasana, right hand to the center of the mat, right edge of the foot. Take your variation. So option one is the prep. Option two, we stack our feet. Option three, we come into a tree. Option four, we bend our knees to take our peace and love fingers around our big toe and extend that top leg up. Only if we can smile and breathe. Inhale here. Exhale, second side with control. Left hand center of the mat and take your variation. So you're in a prep pose, you're stacking your feet, you're in a tree. Just careful that you're not putting any direct pressure on the joint. Nice, Amanda. Beautiful, Sibylla. Beautiful, guys. Inhale here, exhale, release the hands. Come back to a high plank. Inhale here, exhale, lower all the way down. Sphinx pose. Forearms to the earth, inhale, looking all the way up. Pressing down, rooting down through the forearms and the hands. Exhale, tuck the toes, hugging the belly in. Forearm plank. Inhale here. And exhale, downward facing dog. So in a forearm plank. Okay, great. Let's come onto our knees. Sit onto our heels. Virasana, hero's pose. So this is kind of a hero sequence. Life presents us with challenges all the time, and we get to choose in any moment, are we gonna be the hero of our fairy tale? Are we gonna be the victim? Are we gonna be the villain? This is what we're strengthening here, that hero power. So take your right arm up to the sky, left hand rooting down into the left elbow, so option one. Option two, taking the bind, flipping that right hand, interlacing the fingertips, leaning the head back against the arms. Notice if you're arching a lot in the low back and draw the belly into the spine. And switch sides. Finding your breath, your left elbow reaching to the sky. Maybe that right arm is sweeping around, down to the earth, coming into a bind here, opening through the upper body, the arms. And gently release. Okay, so we're gonna break the flow for a moment and demonstrate this next pose, Pincha Mayurasana. So I'm gonna show you the first couple options, then I'll have a volunteer come and I'll show us how we're gonna work in partners for a moment. So I'm gonna use the block to measure the distance. So for some of us, if we're a little bit taller, it may not be perfect. So it's a general thing. So with my L shapes of my hands on either side of the block, I'm gonna root down my forearms so that they're parallel, squeezing the block into the midline. Always I wanna draw in towards the midline and then I radiate out like a starfish. So that core integrity is so important. So So if I'm new to the practice, then I'll simply come up into a forearm dog, also known as puppy dog or dolphin. Not puppy dog, dolphin. And root. See, watch as I'm rooting away, lengthening. I can bring my feet in and just practice lifting one leg at a time, trying to tip over onto the big toe so that my shoulders are stacked right over my elbows. Can you guys see that? Okay, volunteer. Wow, everyone's so game today. Okay, Margit, come to my mat, please. So Margit is gonna come onto all fours, placing the L's of her hands on either side of the block, rooting down and drawing in. Come into a forearm dog. Walk your feet in, so lifting your heels. Now lift one leg up. So she's lifted her left leg up, so I'm gonna come, and with the outer body away from her, I'm gonna bring her foot onto my shoulder. Margit, push into my shoulder as you push into your hands and let that leg come up. Now as her partner, engage your feet, Margit, so that the toes are drawing in towards your face. I'm gonna gently lift her foot all the way up. For some of us, that's gonna be enough. I'm gonna bring my fist between her legs, squeeze my fist. Now she's arching a lot in the low back. Push down more through the forearms. Look up, Margit, look up towards the block. Hug the belly in. Beautiful, lift your legs a little bit higher. Pressing up through the four corners of the feet. And then when she's ready to release, I'm gonna release that leg back on my shoulder, coming down with control, child pose. So in these inversion poses, we really want to avoid jumping. Thank you, Margit. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, sure.
Any questions about that? Okay, so we're gonna come into partners now. If you're on your moon cycle and not practicing that today, you can just come straight into that forearm version and we'll know not to choose you as our partner. So find a partner, rock, paper, scissors, who's gonna start first and use a block. We're gonna spend just a couple minutes here practicing our forearm plank. So use a block to measure the distance. You're not gonna come into it?
No.
Oh, you will.
I will, yeah.
Spread your fingers wide. Activating your core strength, tuck your toes, coming into that forearm dog. Walk your feet in towards your arms. Stack your shoulders over your elbows and look forward towards the block. Beautiful spillet. And then, so melt your heart. There we go. Now lift up one leg. So remember to keep your body open outside. So press your foot into my shoulder. There we go. Root down into your forearm and then come all the way up. Hug your belly in, hug your belly in. Core strength, hug your belly in. Belly in.
Straighten your
thighs back. Thighs back. Thighs back. Press these thighs back. Hug your belly in. Okay, release. Whoa. Okay, so did you see? Did you feel how that wasn't so integrated? How you were arching in the back a lot? So really hug your belly in towards the spine.
You want to do it again?
Yeah, you want to try again?
Do you want me to, when you're up, do you want me to help you? I'll support you. I won't.
Engage your core. Squeeze everything to the midline. Look up towards the block. And now lift up one leg. Take a child's pose after you go up. Okay, so less strength. Push into the forearms. Look up. Hug your belly in. Belly in. Belly in. Press your legs toward, there we go. That's the action I'm talking about. Now squeeze my legs, squeeze my fist.
Okay.
Keep pushing down to the earth, and now release that, yeah, with control, child's pose. Nice. How'd that go?
I think so. When I'm in that one, I feel like I wouldn't be able to do that.
You need to push your heart more through and relax the shoulder. So your area to work on is really the
push up.
Lifting up and relax. Already, just over a week, your posture has improved a lot. spend a long time like this. Okay, once you've both had a chance, come into a child's pose. Let's settle the energy back down.
Wow. I'm not sure. Wait for a second, I'll figure.
I have to come down.
Okay. Okay, well done, everyone. Finding a child's pose.
Right.
That pose can bring up a lot. Any inversion or arm balance pose, it can be really exciting. And it can also be really challenging. So who are you in relation to this moment? What is your connection to this moment? That's coming back to that hero, victim, or villain thing. Are you blaming the teacher for doing a crazy pose? Why me? I can't do any of these poses. Or are you like, yep, I'm gonna show up with the breath, do my best, see what happens, and love what is. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose and exhale a nice big sigh. It's bringing the arms alongside our body. A few more deep cleansing, balancing breaths here. So with this Manipura chakra, we are building our inner fire. So we still have a little bit more to go building the fire. So as you inhale, take your hands forward, Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Just cultivating that self-love and compassion with each breath. How can you approve and love yourself in this moment, no matter what's showing up for you? Roll the shoulders away from the ears. Step the feet together. Inhale, right leg to the sky. Exhale, hug the knee in. Step the foot through. Low lunge. We'll take a variation now of our lunge twist. So take left hand outside of the knee, right hand comes into prayer. So now we're in a prayer twist. Root that arm into the leg to lift your heart to the center of the prayer. The gaze is up. Lift your hip a lot. What are you praying for? Lift up a little bit more. See, lift up a little bit more your chest. Yes. And bring your hands down to the earth. Root into the foot, inhale, crescent lunge, arms to the sky, find your alignment. Firm that back leg. Inhale, open to all the cosmic love in the universe that's just for you. Exhale, warrior three. Option, arms wide, forward or alongside the back. Turn your big toes down, lift your heel, lift your heart, activate the length. Inhale. Exhale, standing splits. Bring the hands to the earth, halfway lift, and exhale, fold. Spread your toes. Option to bring your hands onto blocks here. Option to take your right hand behind or the left hand behind. Or introducing the next option, which is a handstand press up. So for those of us who want to come into that, we're going to spread our fingers down onto the earth. Softly bend our knees and then floating to the toes, stacking shoulders over the wrist. We can take a few gentle hops here, avoiding jumping, drawing into that core integrity, that core strength. Inhale, look up, halfway lift, softly bend the knees, crescent lunge with control. Oops. Very appropriate. Arms up, inhale. For the gungest of the hoest, then you can float your right leg back into a one-legged vinyasa, a two-legged vinyasa, or come straight away into a down dog. Did I make up some words today? Perhaps. gungest of poets. Hey, you know what I mean. Shake it out, shake it, baby, shake it. Left side, inhale, lengthen the leg to the sky. Exhale, hug the knee in, step the foot through for our low lunge, lifting hips and heart. And we'll take our prayer twist. Left, right elbow outside of our left knee, hands in prayer. Lift your hips a lot, lengthen your heart, lift your heart so it's at the center of your prayer. The gaze is forward or up as you firm your back leg a lot. Bend your knee so it's 9 degrees. Release your hands to the earth. Crescent lunge, inhale, arms up. Exhale, sink the pose. Open to all the cosmic love of the universe that's just for you. Exhale, warrior three, shift the weight forward. Take your hand variation. Some people might like to take a namaste at the heart here. The gaze is slightly forward. The back foot is engaged and turning down. Inhale here, exhale, fly to the earth to save the day. Halfway lift, and exhale, fold, standing splits, or Ekapada Uttanasana. Some of us are gonna take left hand behind the shin, maybe right hand behind the shin. Some of us, handstand press up, plant the hands on the earth, softly come, bend the knee, come onto the tips of the toes, and try to stack shoulders over wrists, hips over shoulders. So Kyle, try to get your shoulders a little bit more over your wrist. Inhale here, exhale, crescent lunge with control. Arms up, inhale. Exhale, your choice, vinyasa or down dog. Some of us are gonna do a left leg lifted vinyasa. Come high onto the toes, soft bend in the knees, hop, step, or jump to the top of the mat, halfway lift, and exhale, fold. Rooting the feet, arms open wide, inhale, gaze is up, and exhale, hands into prayer. Do we have one final round in us? Yeah. We're gonna add wild thing this round. Wild thing is one of my favorite poses. Spread your toes, soften the knees, relax, close your eyes. Bring your hands to your Manipura chakra. Feel the strength of your center, this balance of confidence and humility. This hero that lives within you. I approve of myself. I am enough. I am enough. I can do this. Relax your hands. Inhale, sweep your arms up. Gentle back bend as we crisscross the hands, hips forward, heart open. Exhale, dive forward. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold, plant the hands, step or jump back. Vashisthasana, take your variation. Right hand to the center of the mat, right edge of your foot. Maybe you're in option one, option two in tree. Maybe you're holding the toes, option four. I've lost count of how many options we have. Infinite universe of options. Excellent. Let's all stack the feet. Take the arm alongside the ear. Take the top foot, step it behind. Press the hips up, open the heart, the gaze towards the middle finger. This is our wild thing. Inhale and exhale, gently release. Second side. Vashisthasana, side plank. Draw core strength into this pose. Stack shoulder over wrist. Find your option, avoiding direct pressure on the knee. Stack your feet, take the arm alongside the ear. Wild thing, step the top foot back. Turn your hips open to the sky, the gaze to the middle finger. Inhale. Inhale, come back to a high plank. Exhale, lower down. Forearms, tops of the feet, rooting down. Inhale, Sphinx pose. Exhale, forearm plank. If this is your first yoga class in a couple years, I'm sorry. You're doing great. Walk your feet in, downward dog. So this is our dolphin pose or our Pinchamayurasana prep. So some of us are gonna bring the block between our fingers, and we're gonna do this on our own. So some of us are gonna just lift up one leg at a time, and that's gonna be enough. Some of us are gonna practice coming all the way up, looking forward, and some of us are gonna take a rest in child's pose with so much compassion and love for ourselves. Woo! Wait.
It's okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
So if you think you're gonna fall, draw your chin into the chest. The way that you're gonna avoid falling is by avoiding jumping. Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
We love you.
No, seriously, I'm fine.
Child's pose.
So if I
look forward.
Can I use the wall? Is that okay?
You can use the wall. So Kyle, again, just it's a more of a floating action. So for those of you who just want to, why don't you look up at me for a second and I'm going to demonstrate again. So if you're already in the practice, okay? But I'm going to show you that I'm using core integrity as opposed to jumping non-integrity. So I get my alignment, I look forward to the block, and then I walk my feet in so my shoulders are over my wrist, lifting my foot. So did you see how there was no jumping involved there?
But you can do the full splits, so.
But I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did the splits like this. So
yeah.
This is gonna help you find that middle point. I keep rooting down into my forearms and lengthening, pointing my toes. So if you want to start with a little split in your leg to find the midline, that's okay.
But I mean, when you push up, like your own leg can actually go over. So
it can.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that to demonstrate.
Yeah, but if you're less.
Yeah. Well, we can practice this again, but just for the purposes of now, we're just practicing. Draw your belly into your spine, Amanda. Draw your toes down. And let's, the rest of us, let's take a child's pose. Enjoy a little rest here. Look forward, Margie. Yes, more like that. Nice, Rachel, eyes forward. Look forward, Rachel. There we go. And keep rooting down through the forearms. Yes. Yes. That was amazing. Inhale, exhale, child's pose. Let's take a few breaths here. I've now interrupted your flow to bring you onto the earth. So we're gonna let go of the rest of the superhero flow for now. You have proven that you are all superheroes. So take some moments to rest. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose and exhale. Let out a nice soft sigh. Gently rolling up to Virasana, Hero's Pose. Now some of us will take a block or two below our sit bones. Take the left fingertips behind the back, inhale, right arm up to the sky. Exhale, taking a twist, left, right hand pressing against the thigh, lengthen, the spine, and exhale, turn the gaze towards the back shoulder. Inhale, lift and lengthen the spine, and exhale, twist the rib cage and the gaze towards the back. Last one, inhale, lift and lengthen the spine. Exhale, twist. Turn the head and gaze forward, and exhale, release, resting the palms of the hands on the thighs and closing the eyes. Right fingertips behind the back, maybe on a block or a cushion. Inhale, left arm sweeps to the sky, lengthening the spine. Exhale, twist, taking that hand outside the thigh and spiraling. I like to think of twists as taking a walk up a spiral staircase. So as I inhale, I take a step up, lengthening the spine. And as I exhale, I turn into the spiral, deepening the twist. Inhale, taking a nice step up. Exhale, rounding into the spiral. Last one, lengthening, inhale. Exhale, open. Head and gaze forward. Gently release the twist. Bring your fingertips behind the back, maybe coming on to blocks. Supta Virasana. So for some of us, we're gonna use props here. I generally don't, but you might want a block or a cushion behind you. Now my fingers are facing the top of the mat. Inhale, press your hips all the way to the sky, and then as you exhale, gently lower down. Some of us are gonna come onto the forearms. Our knees rooting down towards the earth, our hips pressing up to the sky. Some of us can relax our neck and head all the way to the earth. Some of us can come all the way onto our back, holding our elbows above the head. Find where you're at in the journey or what you need for your unique being in this unique moment. Keep pressing your hips up towards the sky, your knees towards the earth. This is a pose where I often get a lot of death stares. So that's why I was hesitating, but it's also one of my favorites. So notice where you're feeling this pose. Again, let's press your hips up to the sky, rooting your knees down towards the earth. Let's take three last breaths here. Hug your chin into your chest and gently help yourself all the way back to an upright pose. Walk your hands forward. Take the knees to touch, lengthening right leg behind you. Inhale, lift. Exhale, hug the knee into the chest, placing the knee behind the right wrist, preparing for sleeping swan or pigeon pose. Tuck the back toe, take the back knee back, and shifting the weight onto the left hand, take the flesh away from the sit bone, rolling onto the hips. Walk your hands next to your hips. Root the back knee down, draw the back knee isometrically in towards the body as you lift and open your heart. Some of us are gonna sweep our arms all the way up. Some of us are just gonna root down into the earth to draw our shoulders back, lifting our heart. Some of us might like to bend the back knee and come into the full pose. Raja Kapotasana. And some of us are just going to take a nice big inhale here. And then as we exhale, slowly lowering down, walk the hands forward. Left arm, right arm. Maybe we're stacking our fists or the palms of our hands. If this pose isn't available to you, you're always welcome to come onto your back in a figure four. The top of the back foot can rest on the earth. Take a nice big inhale here, and a nice big exhale from the mouth. Huh? Inhale. Exhale. Breathe into your edge. More big juicy breaths here. And with your next inhale, come all the way up. Walk your hands over to the right. Rolling over your right hip, take the back leg forward into a half straddle. So your foot is pressing into the thigh. The sit bones come away. There can be a cushion under your sit bones or even under your knees. Take left hand to the right knee. Leaning back, inhale, the right arm comes all the way up and over like a rainbow towards the toes. The heart comes forward, the shoulder comes back, the gaze can be up or straight ahead. Pinky finger turns down as the arm lengthens. Feeling that side body lengthen. Inhale, come all the way up, lift both hands to the sky. And exhale, a little twist here. Left hand behind, right hand outside of the thigh. Some of us will walk our hands a little bit closer towards our sacrum to support that nice long spine. Yes, Belinda, good. Keep the toes facing the sky. Rooting the heel, inhale, lengthen, turn the head and gaze forward, and gently release, bringing the fingertips onto the earth in front of you. Lift and lengthen the spine, draw the shoulders back, and then as you exhale, slowly melting down the center in this half straddle pose. Some of us are going to come with just our fingertips, and we're going to keep upright, just drawing our chin into the chest. Some of us are going to come onto four arms or stacked fists. So we're melting down the center. Maybe there's a block or a cushion underneath our right knee. And draw your chin into your chest. Try to find equal rooting through both sit bones. Nice. Relax all the muscles of your face. if it's pedicure time or if the mind is wandering to breakfast, and see if you can stay present with the breath and the sensation. Can you love yourself even if you are? It's all okay. It's all just practice. Inhale, come all the way up. Take your hands behind you, bending left knee, taking the hands forward, and we'll come into the sequence on our second side. So coming back onto hands and knees. If you need to make any little movements of the spine here, feel welcome. And then stepping your knees together, left leg sweeps behind you, activating through the foot, lengthening the heart. And exhale, hug the knee in, rounding. Pigeon pose, take the knee behind the left wrist, tucking your back toe to take the back leg back. And we'll begin in an engaged pigeon. So bringing your hands on either side of your hips, drawing your heart forward, lifting your gaze. So draw the shoulders back. Press the knee down and in towards the body. Maybe the arms come up. Maybe the back knee roots down and the foot lifts. Maybe it does none of those things. Can you be okay with where you're at in this moment? You don't need my approval. You don't need the approval of anyone else in here. You just really need your own approval. Inhale, opening the heart. Exhale, we begin the journey down so we can shift into the right hand, taking the flesh away from the left sit bones, and find our way onto forearms, stacked fists, block, hands, or maybe on the back in a figure four. Soften. Take a nice big inhale and offer yourself a nice sigh of compassion. And then, because we love each other so much, take a deep breath in. Imagine someone else in this room and offer them a sigh of release as well. Maybe you can walk your hands a little bit more forward. Our last three full, yummy breaths here. Next inhale, slowly walking to an upright. Our hands come over to the left as we roll over the sits bones and take a half straddle, propping as needed. Flesh away from the sits bones. We'll open the side body to begin. Right hand, left knee leaning back. Left arm inhale, sweeps up and over. The pinky finger turns down, the gaze is forward or up. So lean back a little bit more, yes. Heart forward, shoulders back. Sit bones root, inhale both arms to the sky, inhale. Exhale, twist. Right hand behind, left hand outside of the thigh. Lengthen your spine, inhale. And exhale, rotate the ribcage. Inhale, head and gaze forward. Exhale, gently release, fingertips to the earth, toes to the sky. Rooting down, we rise up, lengthen through our hearts, draw our shoulders back, and then slowly we begin our journey down into a forward fold. So maybe our hands are just here. You're rooting down. So Some of us are going to come all the way down, maybe stacking fists. Close your eyes. Find your breath. How's it on that side? Same. Maybe decrease the... With our next inhale, let's slowly come to an upright. Our hands coming behind us, shifting the weight to the heels of the hands, bring your feet flat on the earth, arms by your side, and as you exhale, use your core muscles to lower with control all the way onto the back. Well, you can try to add some crunches in there if you're one of the gung-ho types. I might need a better word for that. Fingertips to the heels, please. Measure the distance. Setu Bandhasana. Rooting down into the feet for bridge pose. Lift the hips all the way up to the sky. So bring your feet so that they can touch the feet. There we go. Now rock your shoulders underneath one at a time. Lift your hips a little bit higher. Maybe your hands are rooting down into the earth. Maybe they're holding your heels. And then exhale, vertebrae by vertebrae, gently roll down, bringing your knees together and your feet wide in a tent pose. Knees together, feet wide, yeah. Make sure your block is near you. Stretching out all of those core muscles that we've awakened through our Manipura chakra. We'll come into our second round, a restorative variation. So fingertips to the heels, knees to the sky. Root down into the heels, inhale, curl the hips all the way up, rock the shoulders under. Now come high onto the toes, press your hips up to the sky, and place your block at your sacrum. So there's level one, level two, and level three. So find that steady point, that triangle bone, yep. And once you feel comfortable, relax onto the block, softening your butt cheeks, walk your feet all the way forward. Take your arms all the way up over your head. If at some point you need to release into a lower variation of this pose, feel free. If you are not quite feeling right, then just lift your hand and I'm going to come over to you. Sevilla, can you walk your feet all the way forward? Lifting your toes and just resting on your heels. Yeah, all the way. How does that feel? Does it feel comfortable? Is it on your back or on your sacrum? Fine. If there's any short, sharp, shooting, pinching sensations, then come out of the pose. It's not in alignment. But if you feel pretty comfortable here, then close your eyes. You can take a resting pose as you like. Where are you feeling this? Each pose offers communication to us. About our body, about our mind, about our breath. Bring your feet back onto the earth. Walk your feet in. And some of us are going to take Viparita Karani here, taking our feet to the sky, resting on the blocks. And some of us are going to push into our feet to lift and release the blocks and simply bring our feet to the sky. So if you want to work with a block here in the inversion, you're welcome. If you feel steady, drawing your feet, yeah, your heels, knees, and hips are in one line. Bend your knees a little bit, yeah. We don't want to be using too much core strength there. There we go. Yeah. I am. You are. Close your eyes. So, option here, of course, is to just bring legs up the wall without the block. For five more breaths. Gently release your feet down to the earth. Rooting into the feet to lift and release the block. Coming all the way down, hugging the knees into the chest, gently rocking side to side. Massaging the kidneys, the low back, the spine. You can take your hands a perfect fit on your knees and begin to draw egg beaters. So drawing circles away from each other and then down into the center. And then switching directions. Bringing the feet down onto the mat. Your arms wide in a T. We'll take a few windshield wiper here. Inhale the knees to the right, to the left. Just twisting out the spine. And lastly, we'll hug our knees back into our chest. Staying here for three full breaths, and then finding our way into Shavasana. If there's any last pose our body is inviting us into this practice, feel welcome to offer it, just always finishing on a symmetrical pose. I'm gonna come around with some eye pillows, so raise your hand if you would like one. Even if you already have one but just forgot it in your room, I'm happy to bring you another one. You want to bring a cushion under your head or your knees. Otherwise, just taking your feet wide as the mat, your arms as wide as the mat. Thank you. point of contact, growing roots down into the earth. Is like a little pool. In that pool, an egotistical person lives like a frog. His world is small, orator's insecure. And from his perspective, only his own thoughts, feelings, and voice seem to be meaningful. But the power of will springs from the inner self, from pure being. It infuses the mind and body with enthusiasm, courage, an ever-growing curiosity to know, and the energy to act. Willpower over ego power. From Pandit Rajmani to Boom. With your next inhale, bring a breath into the belly. Gently awakening fingers and toes. Stretching the arms long overhead. And finding your way onto one side. Slowly finding your way back into a seated meditation pose. Marinating in the goodness of the practice. Coming back to the intention that we set for our practice this morning. Loving ourselves exactly as we are. Seeking approval from ourselves only. Not from anyone outside us. In closing with the Gayatri Mantra with some sweetness.
Om Bhurvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Om Bhurvasvaha Tat Savitur
practice. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Pure Flow Yoga Podcast. We are so grateful to have you here. Please feel free to comment, like, share, or ask us any questions about this episode or anything else. We'd love to welcome you here in Paradise and are offering retreats and teacher trainings year-round. So check us out, www.pureflow.yoga, or anywhere where you can be social, because we're there too. So have a beautiful day and hope to see you on the path.